I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Recently declassified CIA documents have revealed what is at least the claim that the Ark of the Covenant was located in 1988 via a set of creepy and esoterically dubious methods known as remote viewing. In short, that government agents trained in the supernatural ability to disconnect from the confines of their own bodies are able to float into other places that are otherwise unreachable. And because of this, the Ark of the Covenant has allegedly been cataloged and located and even described as quote-unquote protected by entities. This type of claim was preceded, however, by an Italian priest who allegedly created a set of specially made glasses that allowed him to view events like the Last Supper. These glasses are supposedly sequestered at the Vatican, who remain mum on the issue, which may be a clever ploy on its face as well. Both of these stories are interesting, whether or not they're true. But the interest lies not in the claims, but the platform from which they are made. We'll talk about this at box number 7. The target is a container. This container has another container inside of it. The target is fashioned of wood, gold, and silver. The target is similar in shape to a coffin and is decorated with seraphim. See sketch, page 16. This target is located somewhere in the Middle East, as the language spoken by individuals present seemed to be Arabic. Visuals of surrounding buildings indicated the presence of mosque domes, possibly. Individuals in the area were clothed in virtually all white, had black hair and dark eyes, and one figure I homed in on wore a mustache. The target is hidden underground, dark and wet were all aspects of the location of the target as well. The purpose of the target is to bring people together. See page 16. It has something to do with ceremony, memory, homage, the resurrection. There is an aspect of spirituality, information, lessons, and historical knowledge far beyond what we know now. The target is protected by entities. See page 14, and can only be opened now by those who are authorized to do so. This container will not, cannot be opened until the time is deemed correct. Once it is time to open the container, the mechanics of the lock system will be found to be fairly simple. Individuals opening the container by prying or striking are destroyed by the container's protectors. See page 17. Through the use of power unknown to us. These are the observations of viewer 032 in a December 1988 session summary recently declassified by the CIA. It purports to describe the Ark of the Covenant and all a part of something called Project Sunstreak. Now, I covered the Ark of the Covenant in another show and went over the larger theories as to its location, so I'm not going to revisit that here, and really, it does no good since the declassified project does not give a direct location other than to state by implication that the Ark is in the hands of Islamic men, or even more specifically, Islamic clerics. But whither this technique? What exactly is remote viewing? And before we talk about the project, let's talk about the ethereal techniques the government is purporting to be employing in their program. Just to be lazy, I will give you the Wikipedia rundown for this, so there is no auditory plagiarism on my part. Remote viewing is the practice of seeking impressions about a distant or unseen subject, purportedly sensing with the mind. There is no scientific evidence that remote viewing exists, and the topic of remote viewing is generally regarded as pseudoscience. A remote viewer is expected to give information about an object, event, person, or location hidden from physical view and separated at some distance. Physicists Russell Targ and Harold Puthoff, parapsychology researchers at Stanford Research Institute, are generally credited with coining the term remote viewing to distinguish it from the closely related concept of clairvoyance. According to Targ, the term was first suggested by Ingo Swann in December of 1971 during an experiment at the American Society for Psychical Research in New York City. All right, so I want to say at the outset that any perceived glorification of fooling about in the rafters of the supernatural is a wrong impression if you're getting that from me. I've seen the dangers of these things firsthand. But recently, the subject of remote viewing is a guest topic for many podcasts to include contemporary claims of performing these functions for the government even to this day. In most cases, they describe a literal leaving of the body, roaming around in the anterooms of other places, and then coming back to report all the nifty things they've seen. Now, these pursuits have always been considered dangerous from a number of standpoints, both spiritual and psychological, and even if you don't believe any of this is possible. This was a remote subject with almost no chance of it being a subject for a workaday conversation, as it only seemed to exist in the realms of science fiction, and that may very well be where it should remain. But I know one thing. The proliferation of podcasting in recent years, particularly podcasts that speak to guests that purport to be lifting the veil on governmental weirdness, has given rise to an entire cottage industry of remote viewers. For instance, a woman by the name of Elizabeth April makes extraordinary claims to having remote viewed secret Antarctic passageways and things of the sort. Her stories place her at locations in which she runs into, get this, other remote viewers. This is almost feeling like, Minecraft. But anyway, who are sometimes adversarial. After a while, I feel like I'm playing Call of Duty from my house than listening to anything legitimate when I listen to these folks. Elizabeth is telegenic and young, and so maybe this launches another career. So she is also careening towards 300,000 followers on Instagram. So using the saturation media to followers rubric, I am a complete failure compared to her. But give me time, people. I just won't be doing it by remote viewing. But the remote viewer business has been starting to crop up like the 8 trillion LuLaRoe dealers that erupted in my circle of life. Once everyone was a LuLaRoe dealer, no one was, because everyone was selling and no one was buying. Again, I'm not arguing for the possibility that this esoteric pursuit isn't possible, but it feels like a really, really bad idea. And they all claim that their out-of-body walkabout sessions involve some ethereal umbilical cord called the Scarlet Rope. And if it breaks while you're out of your body, you aren't coming back. Yep, just the kind of risk that sounds like loads of fun to me. Anyway, on the other hand, there is this other thing, allegedly locked up inside the very clandestine vaults of the Vatican called the Chronovisor. Now, this is a set of what is wrongly labeled time travel glasses that allow one to view historical happenings without being involved in them. The theory is at least more plausible than remote viewing. I once spoke of the theoretical realms of what is called acoustic archaeology, the presumption that all sounds emitted, all voices rendered, all sentences spoken are in an eternal form of decay. But ultimately, those sound waves never die. Thus, if you had the ability to capture sound waves from the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, magnify them and focus them, it would allow one to literally hear the event just as it happened and seemingly in real time. Now, this is, of course, a theory that has never been knowingly proven, but it makes more sense than the idea that we could literally go back in time. The chronovisor is to the optical what the other theory is to the auditory. Since everything we see is the product of light reflecting off of us, the chronovisor, allegedly designed by an Italian priest and scientist, Father Pellegrino Ernetti, although his terminology in the 1960s involved stating that it detected and decoded residual electromagnetic radiation, he did not call them time travel anything. He claimed to use this device to see speeches by Cicero, witness the Last Supper, and even the crucifixion of Christ. Of course, these are extraordinary claims that require extraordinary evidence if I'm going to believe it, but I am fascinated by the claims. He cited Nobel laureates as co-sponsors, but provided limited details. No blueprints have emerged, and the Vatican has taken a position that is either clever or exculpatory. They neither confirm nor deny the existence of the device, which is probably clever on their part. So here's the thing with regards to Project Sunstreak. We are now presented with documents that indicate that the United States government seemed to believe that remote viewing was possible. They poured time and resources into it the same way they poured time and resources into the MK Ultra program in the 1960s and possibly fueled the Manson murders as a successful experiment. If you don't know what I mean, read Tom O'Neill's book Chaos or listen to my podcast about the book and that will make more sense. The fact that the U.S. government was funding occult practices in the pursuit of informational espionage at least makes me think something is possible. The Vatican runs their own program over there, and so I doubt we'll hear anything from them on the matter unless somebody goes rogue. Now, if it were me, and I am not, but if I were Pope, and I empathize here, I most certainly am not, and quite frankly, there isn't one as I record this, but if I had been the late pontiff hailing from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and wanted to troll the entire world, I would have done a live stream from the papal apartment and have some set of stylized, antiquated goggles hanging off the corner of the bookcase next to a biography of H.G. Wells, just for good measure. But since he has passed away, and I assume he is now privy to all the answers now, real and or imagined. One last irony, assuming both the CIA and the Vatican ascribe any validity to any of their respective claims. One, the government, our government, the allegedly non-sectarian and non-advocate for metaphysicality in the halls of power, was using a decidedly occult practice with no sense of scientific connection. And then, conversely, the Vatican, the premier avatar of religiosity to the entire world in alleged possession of a device that claims no supernatural power, but the semi-mechanical extraction method to observe known quantities of light. It just makes me laugh. And that's it. This is box number 7.